Toucher and Rich, morning 6 to 10 on the Sports Hub.
They played limited possessions in their games by nature of their offense.
Judon
in the backfield. Matthew Judon with an impact.
Yeah, I liked what he said this week, too. He said, hey, I'm out there, and if I don't play well, I want you guys to write that because I need to bring it each and every day. And, you know, being a new guy in a new environment, you come out of a locker room like the Ravens, and you come here, you got to bring that edge with you. I like the front seven. I think you got some nastiness up there, and he's a guy that can add it.
He brought 30-plus career sacks from the Ravens to New England with his four-year deal in the offseason.
I thought Matthew Judon popped off the screen early for the Patriots on the defensive side of the ball. Welcome back to Shaw's Patriots postgame. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, joined by Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. The final of the night, Patriots 22, Washington 13. Patriots win preseason game number one. Some attitude with this dude, too, and I mean that in the most complimentary way possible. Earlier in the week, again, paraphrasing here, but he was basically saying, like, no, I want people to keep an eye on me and call me out if I'm not playing well. Like, this isn't a guy, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, got the bag of money and is just going to come here and loaf. Like, I think this is a guy that feels like he's got something to prove.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, you know, we'll ultimately see. I mean, everybody has a honeymoon period when they come to a new team, especially one that pays them a lot of money. I'll tell you, you know, there are people in Baltimore who are very interested to see how this whole thing goes with him here. He was known to be sort of pain in the rear to the front office there in Baltimore with some of his contract stuff. Maybe that now that he's gotten what he wants to get paid, maybe that's not an issue here. But I'll just say that I don't think Baltimore shed a whole lot of tears when he signed elsewhere in the offseason, but oftentimes those guys are the Patriots' game, and we'll see. You know, he signed here, clean slate. We'll see what happens. He's off to a good start. I would like to see a little bit more of him in the pass rush going forward. He hasn't been – he had a good first day in one-on-ones, hasn't been great ever since, but he's going up against Trent Brown and Isaiah Wynn, who are two pretty good tackles. Wynn didn't look great against Chase Young tonight. But Chase Young does that to a lot of good tackles in this league. But we'll see. He's off to a good start, Matthew Judon. And we'll see how it goes going forward.
Hey, Greg, looking at that defensive line, obviously Godshaw's in addition. They bring in Montrevious Adams and Henry Anderson. They're deep at defensive line, not to mention a couple of guys who made a step last year. Who do you see as the odd man out, and is that something that can play out this preseason?
Yeah, they are deep. I just wrote a column the other day sort of, you know, going over the offensive and defensive lines. I think both lines are have the potential to be really good. I will say I did not think that the interior defensive line got off to a good start tonight. I think it's going to be a rough week for them with the corrections. Godshaw was a guy who I saw get, you know, moved a lot, didn't really exactly anchor there in the middle of the line. They were a little bit shorthanded. I'm pretty sure I saw Akeem Spence out there. You know, starting the game or at least being with the starters. And so there's a lot to hash out there. Byron Cowart's been on PUP, so we haven't seen him yet. They certainly need bodies up there. Look, the roster is going to be a bit different this year because they are way a ways from the old 4-3 that they used to run when Trey Flowers was here. Now they are now a 3-4. And they're deep all over the place at every linebacker position. Once some of the guys start to get healthy, the defensive interior, I think, will take care of itself. Anderson's here. I know he played deep in the second half, but he's been outstanding so far in training camp. That'll all hash itself out with injuries and things like that. But I don't see out of the top tier guy. I think Adams, he got off to a good start. He has slumped over the past couple weeks. He needs to sort of finish strong to stay on this team. He didn't get much guaranteed money, if any, so he could be the guy who's out.
You're talking about, you know, throwing things out the window, and it's funny because Joe was just talking to me about this during the commercial break. Do you think that this will ultimately be, from the quarterback on down, at every position, do you think this is going to be like kind of an unconventional coaching season for Bill Belichick and how he runs this team?
I think so. A lot of that depends on who the quarterback is and what they can do at the line of scrimmage and those sort of things. But I expect this defense to be sort of like the 2019 version, but hopefully they finish stronger. Hopefully they have an offense that stays on the field a little bit longer and allows them to be more fresh. But I wouldn't expect too much out of the ordinary from the Patriots. This is a, you know, provided Mac becomes the quarterback at some point in time, whether that's a season opener or week eight, I think it would surprise me if Mac Jones does not finish the season as a starter for the Patriots. And if that happens, then I think you're looking at a very conventional Patriots team. And yes, there are a lot of new faces that they're going to have to gel. They're going to have to start being very successful by the end of the season, sort of follow the Tampa Bay script where they were basically, what, they were 7-5, I think, at one point, and then they won their last 8 in a row. That's normally the way things happen when you have a bunch of additions in the offseason. But I think that if the pieces come together, including Mac Jones, I think this could be a very traditional Patriots team in terms of what they do offensively and also how they play defense, because they're going back to the more traditional 3-4 that we knew of this team more in the first dynasty.
Greg, J.C. Jackson had a nice breakup. Kyle Duggar got beat by the tight end. Again, something we've been seeing in practice. Did any other defensive back stand out to you tonight with Stephon Gilmore out of the lineup?
Not really. I mean, you know, yeah, you know, Jackson had a nice pass breakup. He's going to need to sustain his success. Kyle Duggar, you know, that play, it's just, even in practice, it seems like he gets victimized by back shoulders a lot. I don't know what the deal is on that, but I'm not overly concerned about him. Those are good throws and good catches that, you know, the other guys get paid too. I mean, if he was just not good in coverage and they were completing all sorts of passes against him, all sorts of different types of passes, then I'd be more concerned. I'm not that concerned about it. But he is going to have to prove that he can play in space better. He knows that's something that he had to work on this offseason, because if he doesn't, he's going to get targeted by every team. Every week they're formationally going to get him one-on-one with somebody on the backside of the play until he proves he can stop it. So that's something to watch.
Let's bring in Tommy from Lynn with his thoughts on Mac Jones' performance. Yeah, Tommy, what's up? What do you think of Mac Jones tonight?
Oh, what's up, guys? I think about Mac Jones that he did good, and it's going to be Mac Jones all the way. Hell with Cam Newton, because he sucks. Hell with Cam.
Thank you, Tommy. Have a good night. You think he finishes the season, Greg. Is there any shot that Mac Jones starts the season?
Yep.
Oh?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's right on course. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you're asking me, is there a chance that he does? Yeah, absolutely. Cam has a lot to prove, you know, some of the stuff that we talked about earlier, you know, diagnosing plays, getting out of bad plays, knowing how to turn a team's defense's aggressiveness against them for a big play. Can Cam Newton do that? I don't know. But, you know, we know one thing. Bill is no dummy. And he keeps prolonging this and prolonging this. He keeps giving Mac Jones legit looks, whether it's in practice or today in the game. This is not accidental. This is not, oh, let's get the kid's feet wet because we might need him later on. No, that's not what this is. This is, he wants to see what this kid can do. They keep throwing different things at him, situationally, defensively, what have you. This Eagles practice is going to be another step up. You know, we'll sort of see where it is after Philly. But I'd say right now, I would say Jones continues to charge hard on Newton. I think he is closing hard. I don't think Newton, for openers, didn't do much to make his case. He's going to need to rebound, and Cam's a competitor. So we'll see what he does. I mean, he has been improved in camp, and I think that's because of Mac Jones, and he realizes what the score is. And so he's been improving and getting better and having more of a sense of urgency this year. But that's going to need to continue, and he's going to need to show out more in the games.
All right, one more segment to go with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. You want to join us? 617-779-0985. Especially want to hear from you. And your thoughts on Mac Jones and his performance tonight as the Patriots defeat Washington 22-13. Patriots win preseason game number one. Back with that segment with Greg and your calls next. But Joe Murray is going to get you caught up with the latest in headlines. And back after this here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Patriots open the preseason with a 22-13 win over Washington. Mac Jones, 13 of 19 passing on the night, had 87 yards through the air. Cam Newton, he started the game, was 4-7, 49 yards. He was sacked once. Ramondre Stevenson, a fourth-round pick. The running back had 10 carries, 127 yards, two touchdowns, including a 91-yard rush. And one other game in the NFL tonight, Pittsburgh defeated Philadelphia 24-16. The Patriots, of course, play. We'll have joint practices with the Eagles. Red Sox lose to the Rays 8-1 today. They're now five games back in the AL East. They begin a series Friday with Baltimore. The Field of Dreams game in Iowa was between the Yankees and White Sox. And, of course, there was a walk-off home run. Tim Anderson in the ninth. The first player to ever have a walk-off home run for the White Sox. Shoeless Joe Jackson. And the Celtics Summer League. And the Green improved to 3-0 after their 108-71 win over Orlando. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to help you prepare your car for summer travel. They offer completely contactless service with their 15-minute drive-through service. You don't even need to make an appointment. Visit GettingOilChange.com for a coupon to save on your oil change. I'm Joe Murray. More post-game after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports of Patriots Radio Network.
Double down on savings at the Sports Etc. Tax Relief Sale this Saturday and Sunday. They'll match state sales tax for a savings of 12.5%. Sports Etc. 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Boston's best hockey shop.
This weekend is tax-free weekend, and Norfolk Power is the place to save big on power equipment, including Aaron snow throwers. Get to either of Norfolk Power's mass stores in Wrentham or Carver for major tax-free savings. Norfolk Power in Wrentham and Carver.
Hey, it's Sarge Mike Riley. Could it be time for a new vision for you? Boston Laser thought they needed a new look, and they are now Boston Vision. I got rid of those annoying contacts because when I'm announcing for New England soccer and football teams in Foxborough, I knew LASIK was the way to go. Book a free LASIK evaluation at bostonvision.com, and for a limited time, receive $500 off your LASIK procedure. That's bostonvision.com.
Hey, it's Hardy. Football season is about to kick off, and that means it's time to list your futures bets on PropSwap. Did you know that last year, Tampa Bay was at 60-1 at times before the season started? Now, that's a futures bet. You just never know. Or maybe you do. Sports bettors cash in early and often when they list long shots on PropSwap. The average PropSwap seller makes $500 a month just listing and selling tickets. So join us. Go to PropSwap.com or download the free app, PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets.
Our friends over at the Other Window Company, they're doing a free window. We're Right Window. Right Window thinks overcharging for all the windows so you can call one of them free is really a nasty pitch. We don't do it. No tricks. Just a quality Energy Star window installed the right way for a good price. If you want an honest deal, a good window, and a better value,
call Right Window right now.
Call 800-649-3600. A better window for the right price. Right Window.
Hey guys, it's Ted Johnson. Tom from Melrose is a former football player and current powerlifter. At 38 years old, Tom had spent years dealing with back pain before it finally became unbearable. He found Dr. Franke at Boston Prolotherapy.
Every time I tried to stand up, I was in intense pain. I got to Dr. Franke after trying 10 different things between chiropractor, PT, yoga. And the interesting thing about Dr. Franke is that as soon as I told him where the pain was, and he had me do a couple of movements, he knew exactly what the problem was and why I wasn't getting results from the other potential solutions. I'm 90% healed at this point, starting with 0% and in a ton of pain. I'm going to continue coming until I feel 110% because it is a simple and easy thing to do.
Alleviate your pain without surgery. Schedule your complimentary phone consultation with Dr. Franke today at BostonProlotherapy.com.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console, from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Do you have some old consoles or collectibles? Bring them in, because Boom Boom Games buys and trades. Boom Boom Games in Billerica. Check them out.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, Matthew Slater here. I want to tell you about a place just south of Boston where great things happen. No, not Foxborough, but Adcare Rhode Island. Nestled on more than 20 acres in the Rhode Island countryside, Adcare Rhode Island is the perfect place to begin your recovery from drugs and alcohol. The small personalized program takes a holistic approach to drug and alcohol treatment that encompasses the mind, body, and spirit, as well as proven therapies to overcome any addiction. Call my friends at Adcare Rhode Island at 1-800-ALCOHOL or visit adcare.com.
Toucher and Rich, morning 6 to 10 on the Sports Hub.
Here comes the rookie Matt Jones. Welcome to Foxborough. Welcome to the NFL.
Oh, look at this place. Tell me they're not ready for the next guy.
Quite an ovation for young Mac Jones, the rookie quarterback. When he first came into the game tonight with the Patriots, ended up defeating Washington football team 22-13. Welcome back. Shaw's Patriots postgame. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, and Greg Bernard, Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. So it is ultimately Bill Belichick's say. We all know that, Greg. But do you think, and I feel like you do, I feel like it's informed, like there's more vocalization from players saying, hey, this is the kid's the guy. Like, this is who you got to go with, a quarterback. So, I mean, if enough players and if prominent players really start being vocal about it, or they have been, does that help his cause to start earlier than later?
I don't know if the players are to the point where they're like, you know, go with the kid. I think they're very impressed with Mac Jones so far. I think that the way he goes about his business, his competitive drive, his preparation, even Cam Newton referenced that tonight, about how precise his preparation is for everything. And, you know, I see he's a perfectionist on the practice field. You saw it tonight. You know, he misses a pass and he slams his hands, slams his pads. That's just who he is. I mean, I think that, you know, you look for guys with special traits, and I think he's one of these that has that special competitive streak in him. I think that his mind is a special tool. I mean, ideally, would you like him to be a little bit more physically advanced to go through the rigors of an NFL season? Yeah, probably. But he's good enough, and he's good enough with a good surrounding talent around him. And, you know, Jim, I've heard you guys talk about it on the show. About like, well, you know, I don't think Bill would, you know, go with a rookie or blah, blah, blah. I mean, I understand the point that you guys are trying to make. But I will say this. When I look at this team and I've seen every practice, I see a team that is better equipped than most to go with a rookie quarterback, because you do have a very strong offensive line, especially once you get David Andrews back in there. You do have hopefully two good tight ends and maybe a couple in spare. You do have a couple of good wide receivers in Aguilar and Bourne that can get open. And really, you're just looking for a guy to keep the chains moving, to keep the team moving in the right direction, stay out of bad plays, don't make bad plays, don't turn the ball over. And just sort of, you know, hand off, run play action properly. I mean, just go back and watch some of Cam Newton's first couple throws where I think they're supposed to be play action throws, and he doesn't even fake. This is something that I talked about even going back to before he suited up with the Patriots, that's a concern. He doesn't run play action well enough. This is a play action team. And so, you know, you put all those things together, and if Mac continues to keep
ascending, and if Cam stays where he's at, I think, like Bill said, I think it's going to be a very hard decision. And could he default with Cam and say, well, I'm just going to go with the veteran? Cam's legs can get us out of trouble, keep us in games, get us some third downs where, you know, Mac just basically has to stay in the pocket and win from there. Yeah, he could do that at the end of the day. But I think that with each passing day, Mac Jones is making it that much harder on Bill Belichick.
Cam Newton said he had full faith in the Patriots coaching staff after his two drives tonight. What happens if Mac Jones is the starter, and what's the future of Cam Newton?
I don't think it's a factor. I mean, is he going to be disappointed? Sure, I'm sure he will be, but I don't think this team is going anywhere without both of them. Jarrett Stidham's, I mean, he's done
right?
this year. Yeah. I mean, back surgery. They're talking about October. I mean, what's he going to do in October?
But this
after not having training,
he'll
camp?
Be the backup, Greg. Like he would be the backup.
I think he will be. I mean, I don't. Here's the other thing that when you guys have discussed this, what other options does he have? This is a guy for 2 years has been available to everybody in the NFL. Even after, you know, he got past his foot problems or shoulder problems last year, he was quote-unquote as healthy as he's been. He was a free agent. He could have gone anywhere else. Nobody signed him. Who's clamoring for Cam? What are his other options than to be here, to be a good teammate, to be ready for if Mac Jones does not physically make it through this season, to all of a sudden guide a team that's pretty good, that should be in the playoffs or at least in the playoff picture, come on, lead them to the playoffs, maybe a playoff victory. I don't think Cam Newton has any other options than that other than to retire, and I don't see why he would do that. He likes it here. He likes the coaching. He understands. I mean, look, he knows he needs to play better and to stave off Mac Jones. And if he doesn't do it, I don't think he's going to look at it and say it's unfair. He knows what's going on. And Cam Newton needs to be better. I don't think he's been bad. I think he's had a good camp. He was okay today. He needs to be better than okay on game day. That's what we got last year. That's not good enough. And I fully expect him to have a better week next week and to do well in Philly. And I expect Mac to raise his game and have a good week in Philly. And this is a real competition. But I think at the end of the day, if Mac is the starter at any point, let's say to start the season, I think Cam is fine. I think he's disappointed, which he should be, but I think he realizes he doesn't have any options, and his best option is to be a good teammate, wait for his opportunity, because it's probably going to come, and he needs to be ready.
All right, let's go to Bob in Needham, who's next up here on Shaw's Patriots postgame. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, first off, Greg, wouldn't Dallas with Dak having the shoulder MRI today, or Indianapolis with no backup plan to Carson Wentz, wouldn't they be options for Cam Newton? I assume they would.
But why would they want them? I mean, first of all, Indy runs a completely different system. The only team that I think is an option for Cam is Washington, and they don't need him. They have Fitzpatrick, they have Heinicke, they have the young kid
in Colorado
who got in tonight. Yeah, Montez. You know, because Scott Turner's there. Those are the guys that had him in Carolina. I mean, where is he going to go in the middle of camp or at the end of training camp, a beginning of the season, go somewhere and learn a new offense and be a factor? It's certainly not going to be the West Coast offense with Mike McCarthy. I can tell you that much. And Indy, no, it's not a good fit. Camp doesn't have any other options. He has no value to anybody. He could have been anybody's backup. He could have been anybody's competition. You know, Dak needing an MRI or Dak not being healthy was not a last-minute surprise. He's coming back from a major injury. Nobody knew whether he was going to be back. Would he have made sense in Dallas? Maybe. But nobody has any interest in Cam. I don't know how much more evidence that anybody needs than the last two off seasons. He has had no feelers from any other teams. None.
And yet here he is. You know how pride can sting, though, Greg. I just wonder, given his status in the league and former MVP, you know, and all of that. If I'm in his shoes, I'd be like, the hell with it. I'm going to go. host my podcast or whatever the hell. I wouldn't want to be a backup here. But you're right, though. I don't know where he would go in the league if that's what it comes to. All right, buddy. You happy to have football back?
Oh, I am. I can't wait to I'm trying to decide, do I stay up and I dive in the film and plus minuses and all that good stuff that I think listeners might hear on Felger and Mass next week, next Tuesday, might have a return.
Maybe. I believe that's what the plan was. Ooh. To have you on, yeah.
Big Boy Tuesday is back.
Big Boy Tuesday returns on Felger and Mass. That's right. All right. Well, Greg, thanks for taking the time. It's good to have you back. Good to have football back. And talk to you Tuesday on Felger and Mass.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, bostonsportsjournal.com. One more segment to go as we get ready to wrap here. Patriots again, 22, Washington 13. Patriots win preseason game number one. And we'll take a look ahead next week's opponent, the scrimmages that they'll be having with the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to that coming up next year. It's Jim Murray and Joe Murray here on the Shaw's Patriots postgame, the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.